From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Two Republican U.S. senators assailed President Donald Trump for his constant attacks on critical stories about his presidency, saying they undermine a basic tenet of democratic societies, a free and open news media. Senator Jeff Flake, a frequent Trump critic from the western state of Arizona, said in 2017,
"It was a year which saw the White House enshrine alternative facts into the American lexicon as justification for what used to be simply called old-fashioned falsehoods."
Flake said that Trump's disparagement of the media is similar to that of former Soviet dictator Joseph Stalin. North and South Korea will form a joint women's ice hockey team to compete in the upcoming Winter Olympic Games and will march under a united flag during the opening ceremony. Philip Alexio has those details.
North Korea will send a 550-member delegation, including 230 cheerleaders, 140 artists, and 30 taekwondo players, for a demonstration. The International Olympic Committee is slated to meet on January 20th at its Switzerland headquarters to talk about the details of the joint team, as well as the North's participation in the Games. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
The United Nations Special Envoy to Syria, Stefan de Mistura, announced Wednesday that the UN would host the Syrian government and opposition for peace talks in Vienna next weekend. The meeting is scheduled for January 25th and 26th and will focus largely on constitutional issues. The scheduled talks will occur days before a slated peace congress in Russia aimed at finding a settlement to the six-year war. Follow Voice of America on social media for pictures, videos, stories, and more. This is VOA News. The UN Children's Fund